Wednesday, Kiseitse.
The type of sugya that if you're not orangutan, it seems like it's just like a lot of words. Let's talk about what we said yesterday. For a moment. We spoke yesterday about a shayla. What's stated in the Gemara? Zok the Heilige Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, who lift eyes, Ubinai lift eyes, who koidem libinahi. You have to pay to him, you have to son to be paid to. It sounds like the Gemara is saying who goes first. Who koidem libinai. And who goes second? The son. Who koidem? And binoi acharav. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, binoi koidmai. His son comes first. And who goes second? Him. Shezem mitzvah soy al aviv. Shezem mitzvah binoi alav. His own pigeon is really his father's chiyuv. And but the son's chiyuv is really his chiyuv. So which is more his chiyuv? Shezem mitzvah soy al aviv. My chiyuv is really from my father. My son's chiyuv is noveh from me. So Yehuda says binoi koidmai. That's what it sounds like. Amar of Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya seems to be changing to tell you what the machlokes is. Hakol moidim, says Rav Yirmiya, everyone's moide. Kol hecha deleke elochamesh sloim, if all you have is five sloim. Hu koidem libnoi. Everyone agrees who comes first. He does. Why? My taima. Mitzvah digufe adifa. A mitzvah on your guf is better. Everyone agrees. That what is better, the mitzvah that he comes first, not his son. What happened to the svara that we said that b'noi koyin ma shezem mitzvah sal aviv zem mitzvah b'noi alav? Not nageya. Not, we have to figure out why he says that, not nageya. If there's only five slayim, what is the overriding, more powerful svara? Mitzvah de gufay. So who goes first? He goes first. Klar? Ki plingi hecha deleka deika chamesh mishubadim v'chamesh b'nei chorin. The machlokes is where he has five mishubadim and five b'nei chorin. Still, is you're talking about a very poor man, correct? He still has a limited amount of funds. What happens if he has lots of money? Are we talking about that at all? Wait, that's not what we're talking about right now. We're not focusing on that right now. We'll have to see. We try to get back to that eventually. But that's not what we're, that's not the machloikas that we're going to zone in on. We're zoning in on a case. He's got five b'nei charim, five mishubadim, and now the shaila is, what do you do? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Milva de Kasiva Torah Kiksuva Bishtar Damya. Rabbi Yehuda holds that being that a Milva de Kiksuva Bishtar, what's our example of Milva Kiksuva Bishtar? Pidyon HaBen. So this Pidyon HaBen is Kiksuva Bishtar Damya. Bahani Chomesh, the five that he has, this his Bnei Chari, his Parak Librei, he should use for his son. V'azokayin V'tarif Leim Chomesh Mishubadim Lidi Dei. You could take from the Mishubadim for his own. How could you take from Mishubadim? The answer is because there's a milva bishtar. You can only take from Mishubadim, there's a milva bishtar. So how much do you end up, how many pigeons do you end up doing? Two, and that's better. Rabbanan Tzavri, milva aksuva b'raisa lav kiksuva bishtar damya. So now the five that are Mishubadim are basically irrelevant. Out of the picture, what do you mean? They're Mishubid. Only to a milva bishtar. And a milva aksuva b'tar is mandahoma olds. Is not kiksuva bishtar. So basically, it's as if how many slime does he have total? Five. What are you doing? You only have five slime? Do yourself. So the whole machlokes basically is when I have five menechor and five mishubadim, how many do I have? According to the man d'armo holds mivak kiksuva bishtar damya. How many slime do I have?
Ten.
What do you do when you have ten slime? First, son. Then yourself. But if I only have five, then you always do the son first. You always do yourself first. Mitzvah de gufe adif. And that's the whole machlokes.
According to that, then if you did have ten, then the son will come first.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see. What happens if he has himself 10? We'll see. Okay? That's what it seems like. It seems like we'll see. We'll see. It's going to get complicated. We'll see. Okay. I want to go slowly here. First of all, what we said yesterday is it sounds like this person has a very limited amount of money. Why is he doing anything? What should he do? Nothing. Why? Because the halacha is a person should not spend al yevazves yoiser me choymish. This is more than choymish. And don't tell me when it says that he has five, it means he has five to ki'ilu spend. First of all, Rashi says mefurish not like that. And the Chazanish tells us why Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, delesle nichse elohe slaim. It's all he's got. So what's going on? That was the question that we asked yesterday. So, we said, the answer that we said three different terutzim. One is to kind of like sidestep the kasha. Either it's talking about that he already spent his own money, or this is not going to affect his business, right? The only problem, Ali Vaiz Yosef Mechomish, is if your business model is going to crumble. And that's one terutz that we said. Who said those terutzim? Chazanish and who?
The
Bir Halacha. Right? Now the Chazanish said the Teretz of Choyv, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the one spending.
Hold on. Does anyone have the Maram Kodesh in front of them?
The Bir Halacha says only Choyv.
The Bir Halacha says the...
Yeah, the Maram Shik.
Maram Shik. Yeah. Let me see what I have. I have a lot of Maram Kodesh here. I want to get this down.
The Maram Shik says
the Choyv. Right. The Maram Shik says the Choyv. Sorry. It's also the Chazanish. Maram Shik says the Choyv. So the Chazanish and the Bir Halacha both said ukimtas of how to make a case when you can spend the money. The money's spendable. Comes along the Maram Shik and he says, I have a different teretz. He says, when you say the Klav Aliyav Azvez Yosef Mechoymish, only when it's a regular mitzvah. This is not a regular mitzvah. This is a choiv. There's a choiv of Pidyon Haben. He says, a person won't pay back a loan because he says, look, Pidyon Prius Pal Choiv Mitzvah, so everyone I have to pay you because I don't have to do the mitzvah. Forget about the mitzvah. You owe money. There's money owed. So you can't say Aliyav Azvez Yosef Mechoymish on money owed. That's the Svara of the Maram Shik.
Didn't the Maram Shik also say that you collect from Shibud? Because it's a Baal Chov?
Yeah, in Achanami.
So the Rabbi right. Wouldn't agree to that. In this case, it's, you consider the you not that money a Baal Chov.
Yeah, in Achanami. Only he's going according to that Mandamar. The Mulvak Suva, the Torah Suva Shtar Dami. But they agree to the concept that it's a Choiv. The Shah is a Choiv with a Shtar, a Choiv without a Shtar.
What the Shibud is that if there's a money that you
only
owe,
if there's a Shtar. Only with a Shtar. Only with a Shtar.
That's like a Kamu.
Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, why would it be that the Bir Halacha doesn't say this teretz? Why would it be the Chazanish has another teretz? This seems to be, I mean, it's definitely true. You have to pay back your loan, even though it's a mitzvah. If it's more than a fifth of your value, you have to pay back your loan.
The Chazanish said,
"What? Your father can't tell the king keep my kid."
You have a choy, there's a choy mom.
Yeah.
You can't say keep my kid. As long as you don't do the pidyon, maybe the kid has kedusha, but you can't say keep my kid. No, you're mechuyev to be poy to your son. Shmuel, what do you mean? Right.
He
stayed Kaddosh. Right. That was Kaddosh Midin Nazir. Right, so maybe once he has the Kedusha, you don't do a pinyon either.
The Chayre.
What? What?
No, it was
his Elobah.
He gave Bracha.
Oh. I still
like the mitzvah of pinyon. Yeah. The Chayre, there's a mitzvah of pinyon, you have to do pinyon. The Chayre. That's what the mitzvah Sa'av al Ben. It's not a choiv. Yeah, it's a choiv. It's a choiv. Yeah. So why would you say, now you heard someone say maybe it's not a choiv? I think that it is a choiv. It's Meshubadim. We're talking about Goyvim and Meshubadim. There's a choiv. It's a choiv. Elamai, it could be the pshat is as follows. Could be that when you deal with a halva, what came first? The choiv or the mitzvah? What comes first? In other words, can I borrow money? Sure, you owe me the money. And now you have a mitzvah to pay me back the money. So what comes first? The choiv. And there's a mitzvah to pay back the choiv. So if you wanted to give it a status, would you deal with this as a mitzvah or deal with this as a choiv? It's a choiv that has a mitzvah. Pidyon haben could very well be a mitzvah that has a choiv. But where does everything start from? Starts from the mitzvah. So what would be if I wouldn't have the mitzvah? I wouldn't have the choiv. It's not there's a choiv and then the mitzvah now comes from the choiv. The choiv comes from the mitzvah. The Torah says, be paid to your son with 5 slime. Okay, now you have a choiv because you have a mitzvah. The mitzvah creates the choiv.
It means to start the chakira if it's a transaction.
It could be. That's very possible. We'll try to get back to that somewhat. Okay? So I'll explain. I'll show you where this comes in. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman uses this to answer the following question. Says that the halacha is the Gemara in Kedushin and the Vav says you could do pidyon haben matona al menas lahachzer. Give the kohen heislein b'tnai, then he gives it back to you. Okay, so he asks a question: can you pay up a choiv with a matona al menas lahachzer? I owe you $1 million. Here's $1 million back. I'll tonight you give it back to me. Could you pay up a choiv that way? No.
Just not paying it up.
No. So how could I do pidyon haben with a matana amanas lahachzer? What about the choiv? What about the choiv?
The acre's not the choiv.
What about the choiv? I'm trying to steal the show. There is a choiv. There's a choiv. There's mishabadim. It's a milvak suva betoira. There's a choiv. How do you pay up the choiv with a matana amanas lahachzer? What do you say, Ali? Oh, says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Ein achanami, you're not paying up the choiv. But if I have a way to be mekayim the mitzvah, and now there's no more mitzvah, what's going to happen? No more choiv. I took care of it. So I didn't pay up the choiv. So really, what you have to first look at is there a mitzvah or not? So now, we asked the Shiloh. Shiloh was, why are you paying the money? It's more than a chaymesh. On mitzvahs, you don't spend more than a chaymesh. We said, yeah, but that's on a mitzvah, not on a chayv. But if we have to look at the mitzvah first, then maybe it's not so simple that you pay up this chayv. Because this chayv is nevea from the mitzvah, and I don't have the mitzvah. So maybe not. So the teretz of the Ramshik, it might depend on how much emphasis we put on the choiv, how much emphasis we put on the mitzvah. True, there's a mitzvah and a choiv. Okay? Now, this is where it gets going to get a little complicated. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky argues with Rabbi Chanan. What do I mean? He says, your assumption is not true. You can pay up a choiv with a matar matzach. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Who said you can't? Yes, you can.
He's not paying it, though.
He is. He paid it, and then you have to give it back. I paid it, you give it back. That's called, he paid up a chayv. Now, let me get it clear. Let me explain to you.
It's only al menas. I mean, the guy has to agree.
No problem. Oh, the guy has to agree. Right. You have to be a moron to agree. Or you have to be really, really nice. You could have just told him, I'm moichel, for the same price, right? Listen, I'm moichel. But the guy's got to agree. But if the guy agrees, that's for paying up the chayv.
Why does he have to agree?
Because so then I'll go to Bezdin. I'll see you never paid me.
When Bezdin makes me pay, I'll do it.
No, but I have to be masking to that. I have to mask him to it tonight. I don't mind masking to the tonight. So then you're gonna have to pay me.
Bezdin's gonna make you give it
nanon. Bezdin's gonna make you give it nanon, sir. If you give it, it's called a brayin chayv. The machlok is as follows. We're gonna see this beis Hashem next man. What is a matana amanas lahachzer? What does that mean? Let's try to translate that into like common terms. It's a machlekes in the achroinim. There's a ktsois about a famous ktsois. Can you do mitzvah lulav with a matanas lachzer? How does that work? Some people say, you know what it is? I'm not really getting the guf. I'm just getting the peiros. In other words, you could use it. It's basically I'm lending it to you. Matana amanas lachzer. If I say you can take this, on condition you give it back to me. So translate into other words. I'm lending it to you. You can't pay up a choy with a lending. You have to give it back to him. So then it wouldn't work. But if you take it literally, it's a matana. I'm giving you the money. It's yours. And there's a tanai. The tanai is They have to give it back. But I gave you back. I gave you the money. Now, I happened to me, I made a stipulation. Okay. Yeah. So maybe you could pay up with the Matalas Lachzer. Or, let's come on. Let's break it down. Gave it to you, you give it back to me, means I'm loaning it to you. I'm not giving it back to you. I'm just loaning it. So do we look at, like, the bottom line and say it's just a loan? Or do we say it's actually giving back? But there's a tnai, not giving back, but I gave it back to you. So then it's a piroin chayv.
Even if you hold that it's actually giving it back, it's a matana. Meaning if I give you a matana, not amanas la'atzer, it's not considered paying the chayv.
Okay. So it's halva amanas la'atzer. It's halva amanas la'atzer. Midin matana amanas la'atzer.
Maybe even if it's like a chayv, kain is different than stam chayv.
What?
Two reasons. The kain is different. Number one, it's a mitzvah.
Right.
So the chazaka that the guy wants to accept whatever it could be. Also, he's not the only guy that accepts. It's a million
people. So that's a different thing, which we'll get to. There's no toivei over here. We're going to get to that in a moment. That's the next Shiloh, which we have. Where do we have that? So the Shiloh is as follows. Here goes. So they're at a Pidyon HaBen. My friends, they're at a Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is very often done at night. They're at a Pidyon HaBen, and they want to daven Ma'ariv. Before the Pidyon HaBen, comes along Reb Shlaima Hyman and says, what do you mean? But this is what we should do, Pidyon HaBen. They say, yeah, but which mitzvah is more common, Ma'ariv or Pidyon HaBen? Tadir v'sheino, Tadir. So what should you do first? Have a Ma'ariv. Says Reb Shlaima. What?
The halacha is Pidyon HaBen comes first?
It's not clear, the halacha. Zokt Reb Shlaima Hyman. No! You shouldn't do the Ma'ariv first, because Pidyon HaBen is a choiv. It's a choiv, Pidyon HaBen. So I'm not. A person has to pay someone up. He says, I'm not paying you now. I have to daven Ma'ariv. Why? Because Tadir v'sheina Tadir koidim. You would say, give me a break. You owe me money. Pay me the money. Deal with your mitzvahs later. I'm not interested in your mitzvahs. Your mitzvahs between you and Hashem. You owe me money. So over here says Reb Shlaima Hyman. Reb Shlaima Hyman is the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vidas. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Chanan Vasserman. Says Rabbi Shlomo Hyman, no, it's a chayiv. So therefore, chayiv comes first. And he says, I told this svara to Rabbi Simcha Zeleg Rigler, who was the Rashiva in Brisk, and he told this svara to Rabbi Chaim Brisker, and Rabbi Chaim was Mishabeach. Chaim liked it. Now, There's one thought right away of why it's not so simple. It's not so simple because a choiv is usually, there's someone who can be toiveya the choiv. Who can be toiveya you to do Pidyon HaBen? No koyim. Oh, so you're going to have to zet sign that there's tomato case on my kiri kuna?
No, why do you need a koyim?
There's a concept that usually manas kuhuna are called mamon she'en lo toivim. No one can ask me, I'll give it to another koyim. He says, give me your truma. Why not? I'll give it to whoever I want to give it to. So there's no one standing here saying, pay up the chayiv. So it's not as simple that over here. No, it's when his example was, if someone's asking for the money, you can't say, I'm davening ma'ariv now. I don't care about your ma'ariv, pay me my money. But that's if there's a toiveya. A toiveya can say, give me my money now. But over here, there's no toiveya. So I'll pay the chayiv whenever I'm ready to pay the chayiv. You know, it's nothing pressing me to pay the chayiv. I'm not mechuyev to pay the chayiv right now. There's no toveya.
He says toveya. He says that the point is the toveya.
But there's no reason why. That
so what? Go from one side to the
world
to the other to pay the guy. What does it matter who?
I can pay whenever I want. No, I don't.
Somebody comes and says, give me the money.
Why do I miss the pay before Ma'ariv? I have a mitzvah to pay it before Ma'ariv? I do not.
No.
It's not about the mitzvah.
You have a mitzvah to pay before Ma'ariv, but you have a mitzvah to pay it now.
No, I don't. I pay whenever I want.
No. Pay it.
We're not talking about the mitzvah, we're talking about the chayiv. The mitzvah is irrelevant. Tadir v'sheina, tadir koidim. The mitzvah comes before. The mitzvah of Ma'ariv comes first. Elamai, I have a chayiv. Very nice, I have a chayiv. I'll pay whatever I want to pay.
An issue, Rebbe.
No one's telling me to pay it now. If someone says, pay me the chayiv, I can't push you off. But over here, I can pay whatever I want. I can pay it at 9 o'clock, I can pay it at 10 o'clock. Am I over something if I pay it at 10 o'clock? No. So what's the problem?
Wait, Rebbe.
Which mitzvah is
Rebbe, that's...
Someone, I am a chayiv to pay him money right now because he's being tovei on me. So therefore, I can't push him off. What?
You can't push him off.
It's a different degree of chiyuv.
Why? Who said that?
Because now I have to pay it right now. I can't tell someone. Because if someone, let's say I owe someone $100. He says, you owe me $100. I say, I'll pay you later. No, you can't. Forget about the mitzvah. Forget about the mitzvah. I'll pay you later. Well, you won't pay me later. Pay me now. I don't want to pay you now. You don't want to pay me now. What do you mean? You have to pay me now. But over here, I could do the pinyon whenever I please. There's no one forcing me to do the pinyon now. Do whatever I want. Correct. There's no toiveya. So therefore, I don't have to cough up the money now.
Yeah, if you need a specific,
I can do it when he's 30, I can do it when he's 40, I can do it whenever I want to do it.
He's already here.
So what? So what? Why? Why?
The Kayan's here.
So what? Goodbye, I'm taking another Kayan. Can I tell him, you know what? I see the Kayan, I say, listen, I don't like you the way you're handling over here. I'm going to get another Kayan. I can do that. What? Yeah, you know, goodbye. Goodbye, I'll pick another Kayan. Another Kayan's not here. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do whatever I want. I can do it tomorrow. Why do we do pinyon event on the 30th day?
Why can't you?
Because reason, Makdim and the Mitzvahs. I don't have to.
Rebbe, if you need specific coins, how's the Gemara using the Mishabadim to pay the coin? Basically, you don't need a specific coin. The Gemara says you have Chamesh Slaim.
I tell the coin to go get it. I tell the coin to go get it.
He doesn't have the right to those Mishabadim.
Sure, he does. I can give it to any coin I want to give it to. He can't force me, but it's my mitzvah.
No, but that's not then in the coin then. You don't need a coin for the
coin. Any coin I want to tell.
Right, so that's why you don't need a coin.
I can choose a coin. But over here, I'm not choosing the coin. I have no coin right now. So then why do I have to do it? I have to do the coin first? This is a taina. Lechura, Rabbi Isai. Why it's not such a simple svara. However, in the Sefer, Hagois Belev Yam. That is Hagois on the Sefer, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin. He says a different svara. He says a different svara. His svara is, he says, the chayiv came from where? Came from the mitzvah. Now, you're telling me you can't look at the chayiv just as the beginning. You have to start with the mitzvah. Which mitzvah comes first? Mitzvah of pidyon or mitzvah of ma'ariv? Mitzvah of Ma'ariv. Mitzvah of Tor Divish, Eino Tadir, Tadir Koidem. Now you have Mechuyev. It's not Rishus anymore, sir. Okay, just making sure. What? It's not Rishus. But it's Dindra Abanan. So apparently, we're saying that even on a Dindra Abanan, Tadir Vishena Tadir, Tadir Kadir, it has a Kiyim Diraisa, it's your first Tvila, and a Chanami. So you have the whole night to do Pinyan Aban also. So Tadir Vishena Tadir, Tadir Kadir. Could be even on a Dindra Abanan. That's going to help us for later on, okay? Hold that thought, Benson. It's going to help us, okay? So we're assuming right now, the Tadir Vishena Tadir, which one comes first? Comes Ma'ariv. So you got Ma'ariv first. So you're going to tell me Chayiv. No. Because Chayiv is the mitzvah. Which mitzvah is stronger than the other mitzvah is stronger? Therefore, you're not going to do it. That's what he wants to say.
Only if you're able to split the mitzvah from the Chayiv.
Right. Correct. Same way that what Rabbi Chanan was saying before. That if you do Matanas Lahachzer, you can do the mitzvah, and then you don't have to worry about the Chayiv. Rabbi said, I don't think it's Daima. First of all, like we said from Shmuel Rozovsky, then Mechlau, you have no raya from over there that you could split them at all. But even like Rabbi Chanan was saying is, what happens if I'm mekayim the mitzvah? What happens to the chayv? The chayv goes away. But over here, where you have Ma'ariv and you have Pidyon HaBen to do, so you should do Ma'ariv first. Does Pidyon HaBen disappear? Is there no mitzvah pinyon aben right now? Because you have to do Ma'ariv first? Or the mitzvah pinyon aben is here, it's present, but in order of which one goes first, I should do Ma'ariv first. But there's still pinyon aben, which means there's still chayiv. If there's still chayiv, you have to do the chayiv. When do we say that you could split the mitzvah from the pinyon? If you could be mekayim the mitzvah, the pinyon will evaporate. But his language is, he says, im ha-mitzvah nidchis kamek mitzvahs kriyashma atadir. Mitzvahs Kriyashma, dear Isa, not Ma'ariv. Ozgam hachoiv leso ad achar shiyikru Kriyashma. There's no choiv until after Kriyashma. Is that true? There's no choiv of pinyon aben until after Kriyashma?
Maybe what he's saying is that it's so strong, that the mitzvah tother, that the mitzvah goes away until you're
finished. Is that really true, that mitzvah goes away until afterwards? So what happens if a person doesn't know about Tadav Hashem, Tadav Kodim, and he does the other mitzvah, does Pidyon Aman first? Then what? Then there's not, he wasn't a kind of the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah? Why? So is there a mitzvah, yes or no?
Yeah, but the second you start Maariv, there's no mitzvah of Pidyon Aman until you finish Kriyat Shema.
That's why.
The second you start, the second you finish, there's no mitzvah.
There's no mitzvah? Because what's the mitzvah verse?
The Krishma.
Right.
Non Krishma goes away. You know?
Yeah, but it's
but it
is a mitzvah verse, but you got it. You have the whole night, right?
I know, but still.
So it's a mitzvah verse. So therefore,
verses later.
Right. So it's not because of tadir. You're saying tadir. Yeah, but he's saying because of tadir. It's tadir.
What he sounds like is that there's no mitzvah of
Pinyin
Ben while you're saying Krishna.
Yeah, okay, that's so. I'm challenging that anocha. Even if it's a mitzvah iveris, even if it's a mitzvah stadir, but they what? Even oisik mitzvah patur mitzvah is still a mitzvah there. The mitzvah still exists.
What? It's like Shabbos.
What?
It's like Shabbos. In other words, the mitzvah Shabbos stops.
Even the mitzvah oisik mitzvah patur mitzvah, you can see still makayim a mitzvah even if you're a patur mina mitzvah. Yeah. Pyutr de Rav Yosef. You know what Pyutr de Rav Yosef is? If a person is mitzvah oisik in Hashavas Aveda, he's not mechuyev to give tzedakah. But if you give tzedakah while he's doing it, he's makayim a mitzvah. They're just saying you're not mechuyev. There's still a mitzvah there. There's still a mitzvah pinyan ben. No one's going to say there's no mitzvah pinyan ben while you're davening marav. I mean, someone says it. That goes lev yam, but that's
there, but you're putter from it.
So there's still a chayiv.
Maybe. Yeah, but you're putter from it.
But there's a chayiv. There's a chayiv.
If you're putter,
the chayiv is the same chayiv that you had before because it's the same chayiv.
That's why you have to.
He says hachayiv lesa and achashuku kishma.
Because the chayiv comes from
that. There's still a chayiv.
Because
I'm asking a question. Is there a chayv pidyon haben b'shas during Maariv, during Kriyat Shema?
No.
If there's no mitzvah,
no, because
ben,
there's no mitzvah.
So you're saying that if he would do pidyon haben during Kriyat Shema, then he's not mekayim the mitzvah?
He's not.
Yes or no?
Because he's putter. Not.
So is he mekayim the mitzvah?
He's putter from it.
Right
now he's putter from it. The mitzvah doesn't go away.
So what does that mean? So there's no chayv, there's a chayv.
There is a chayv.
Of course
there is.
Stucco, but if he gives
the chayv, it's
from
the chayv.
Right.
So the same way here. He's putter from Pinyin HaBen during Krishma, but if he did Pinyin HaBen,
okay, so the chayv is ikka, it's not lesa. So what do you mean the chayv is lesa? It's still a chayv.
The chayv is lesa because the mitzvah is putter from the mitzvah right now.
Is there a chayv, yes or no?
The chayv is still exists while you're not
in Mara. Why did you say that it's not there, but if he's not obligated to it,
because then you can't pay a not chayv. You can't pay a not chayv.
Oh, of course you could.
There's no chayv. You can't pay. You want to give him a present? You're a present. There's no mitzvah. You say there's no mitzvah. Pidyon HaBen. That's it's
not. The mitzvah still exists.
Of course the mitzvah exists.
The mitzvah is not chayv. So
I want to say something else. You even chayv in the mitzvah.
No.
I could have made it. You're 100. You're not mechayv to do it practically, but you have a chayv right now. If I could have made a shliach and done them both at the same time, so I could do it.
So
I'm a chayv in the mitzvah. Practically, I don't have to do it right now, but the chayv exists. The chayv exists. Everything exists. In the case of matan mas achzer, I took care of the mitzvah. I'm not mechayv in the mitzvah anymore. It's gone. I will never be mechayv in the mitzvah again because I did it. So what happens to the chayv? It disappears. But over here, I have a chayv. I have a mitzvah. Right now, practically, you're telling me don't do it because I have to do something else. I mean, I don't have a chayv? A person has to go to the bathroom. He doesn't do a pidyon haben. Does that mean he's not mechayv in pidyon haben because he has to go to the bathroom? Sorry, I can't do this right now. I have to go to the bathroom. He's not mechayv, but he Aval is a chayv. It's just right now something else is taking precedence. It's koinim, but the chayv there. Maybe, the chayv is there.
Maybe the reason why he's not handling on the chayv as a big idea,
yeah,
is because Bibachi could do something that's matanas amanas lahachzer over here.
Right.
So it's different than maybe just handled before, which is you can't get rid of a chayv but matanas amanas lahachzer.
Right.
So therefore the whole chayv is not a mamas in this thing of chayv. It's a piece of the mitzvah.
Right.
It's not a money that has to
right.
be transferred.
Right.
And therefore,
right.
it goes away when we're not doing the mitzvah this minute.
Right. So, I 100%. The chayv is like, it's not the same degree of chayv as a regular chayv because it's contingent in the mitzvah. But I'm saying the mitzvah doesn't go away. There's a mitzvah here. The mitzvah didn't go away. If you want to tell me that the chayv is irrelevant, the focus is on the mitzvah, not the chayv, I got that. Just tell me the chayv is on the mitzvah. But he's saying no. Focus on the chayv. And therefore, if the chayv would be present, then you should have to take care of the chayv. But there's no mitzvah, so there's no chayv. There is a mitzvah. I can't say there's no mitzvah.
You can't say that you're
potter. If you want to tell me the chayiv is not so important because we really have to don the mitzvahs that I accept, but to say that the chayiv disappeared because the mitzvah came first, that I don't accept.
What about if it's the 7th of the month and you didn't do Kiddush Levani yet?
Right.
Is there a mitzvah like waiting for you? It's the same thing. It's like any other mitzvah that's waiting for you. You're going to do it.
And there's a mitzvah and there's a chayiv. So the chayiv exists. It's just like any other mitzvah. I agree. In our case of Matanas Lahachzir, the Choyv is gone. The mitzvah is gone. Over here, I have to do my first. The mitzvah's not gone.
The question is, what does disappear? When it says disappear, what does he mean? This disappear is mamish like the...
Doesn't disappear at all.
Disappear, the Choyv over here is that your hands are now caught with Ma'ariv, so even though it's still there, it disappears caught in effect.
It doesn't disappear at all. More than it was before. Am I Mechoyv to pay the Pidyon HaBen right now? No, I'm not. Right now. Do I have to give the money right now? No, I could do it later. But there's a choyv.
You're not because you're not Ma'ariv.
No, even without Ma'ariv, I'm not Mechoyv to do it now. I could do Pinyon HaBen whenever I want. I could do it today, I could do it tomorrow, I could do whatever I want. There's no Zman on Pinyon HaBen.
Since I can do this.
So this is the same as anything else. Why? I'm the same amount Mechoyv now as it is anything else. If someone will come and walk up to me and says, 30 days pay. Do I have to pay? No. I'll pay tomorrow, I'll pay later, I'll pay in an hour. I'll pay whenever I want. But am I Mechoyv? Yeah, but not right now. So Ma'ariv is the same thing. There's a chiyuv. The chiyuv doesn't disappear. You can't say, I'm not mechuyev right now. I have the same amount of chiyuv. It's just I'm busy with something else. Okay, I'll do it later. So it's the same thing.
I can do the mitzvah whenever I want.
He's putter
right now.
He is not putter. Okay, everybody say, we got to move on. We have to move on. You're going to have to work. What? It's the Hagoyis Belev Yam. I'm sure he's a Talmud Chacham. Okay. But I want you to understand, you're talking about someone who's alive today, and he's arguing with Reb Shlomo Hyman, with Reb Simcha Zissel, who's Zelig, who's Rosh Yivan Brisk, and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. So it doesn't bother me. You have to know like how much you have to defend this Svara. It doesn't bother me for this to be wrong. It doesn't bother me. I'm okay. I'm feeling very comfortable being with Reb Chaim, and Reb Simcha Zelig, and Reb Shlomo Hyman. But this is his lashon, and I think that it's being very creative. And does say that it's not a chayv. It's like mechate. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we have to go weiter. So we have another kash over here, which the Achrayim ask, which is if you could do Pidyon HaBen Matan Mas Lahachzir, I got a great solution. Let's see, he's only got 5 slime. Tell him, give it to him. Here it is. Give it back.
Why
didn't the Gemara say? That's a great answer. But Thomas Lachser. Why do you have to say mitzvah de gufay adif? Just do a Pidyon HaBen. Do both. Right? It's the opposite question. We ask the question, you shouldn't do any. Because it's al yivazvez yosei mechaymish. You can do it and not be mevazvez anything. Do Matanas Lachser. Right? And then you can do both of it. You can actually do both of them. Matanas Lachser. Shtick. And then you end up and it costs you nothing.
But which one do you do?
Which one you want? I don't care. Okay, maybe I don't know which one, but this is the one. It's the wrong solution.
Of course, I'm asking. You can't make
that. Because appendix depends on the.
Yeah, nobody's gonna do it.
Depends on the.
What?
You can't be
mavai. Okay, about. So one answer they say is, who said the coin's gonna be masking? Who said the coin's gonna? Again, you can only matanas lachzer if the person's masking. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. Kashan amaisi. What happens if you don't? What do you do when you don't have that case? What happens if you have 5 slime and the only client in town is saying, listen, let's do things straight. What about that?
No corner.
So,
the client has the right to say that?
The client has the right to say that. Says, Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Achzok Reb Shlomo Zalman. No. Listen, you go to a client. Say, listen, client. I got 5 slime. Maximum money you're going to get is 5 slime. I got 2 mitzvahs. Do me a favor. Let me be makayim. Because either way, the maximum money you're getting is 5 slime. So, there's no sweat off your back. So, every claim is going to be maskim.
Oh, be a slave for me.
No, when you. Work for me and I'll give you 5 slime. So, Aaron's saying, you wait till tomorrow. No, not necessarily. Because now, you point to both. But what does it say? It says in the Gemara, who liftois ubenoi liftois, who kaidem libnoi? Right? Who kaidem? Benoi will be when?
After.
In a month. I'm the only kayin in town, right? I know you got 2 pidyon HaBens. You only got 5 slime. Okay, so today give me those 5. I'll get the next 5 in a month from now. I'm okay, I can wait. I got time. As long as I know it's coming in, right? So maybe you won't be maskim. So Shlomo Zalman said he's for sure going to be maskin. Maybe not. So one answer you can give is maybe Kohen's not going to be maskin. However, another answer we could give is that the Gemara is not teaching us how to play tricks with mitzvahs. So zilzul in the mitzvahs, pidyon habet, and achnami it'll be yaitze. But the Gemara is looking for the Gemara is not going to tell you to do that.
What's Rabbi Huda?
That's not. It's not. It's playing tricks with the.
It's
playing
trick with the
mitzvahs. That we could do. We're not playing tricks with the mitzvahs. We're playing play tricks in order to get more mitzvahs, but not to get out of mitzvahs.
He says we don't do tricks with the sense.
I don't know where I saw.
Bar Mitzvah has three blam heteriska.
Okay, so you have to know when we make heterim and chacham. When the chacham decided that it was necessary because, or else, you know, people are going to fall apart or not necessary, and how the chacham decided in their. In the, I could call it infinite wisdom, that they decided to do that.
You can do both. Why is better one? I can do one and help.
Right.
Or just one.
You could do one.
And help.
And a half, you mean?
Yeah,
the Chacham, it could be, the Chacham said, look, we'd rather not teach people how to do mitzvahs b'di'eved, rather teach them how to do mitzvahs l'chatchila, only do one mitzvah.
One?
Quality or quantity? It's a big shayla. Okay, everybody, so let's keep going. Talked enough tonight. No, okay.
Mitzvah is not being gezazel. Meaning the actual mitzvah, is the kohen getting the five stone or me being played in my son. So if the kohen takes the five stone, I'm not.
It's still zilzul mitzvah. Koponim, let's go weiter. Here we go. So it comes out, it appears as follows. If there's only five slime, what do? Everyone agrees. What's the lashon again?
Mitzvah
de gufei adif. What's the machlokes? If he has five slime of bnei chorin, five slime of mishubadim, and the machlokes really is how much does he have? If you hold milvaksuva tayer kiksuva bishtar damya, so how much does he have at his disposal?
Ten.
If you hold slime kiksuva bishtar damya, how much does he have at his disposal?
Five.
That's the whole machlokes. So. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say b'noi koidmai sheze mitzvase al aviv ze mitzvase b'noi olav? That's not the reason why b'noi koidmai. The reason why b'noi koidmai is because we're talking about a case where.
Wait, that was before
you have five.
And that was if we have just two of them without mishabadim, without anything, you have $10.
It doesn't seem like that. Rabbi Yehuda says, it doesn't seem like that. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Hakol moidim. My time is to go for keep pligi. That machloikas that we saw before. Keep pligi. That's the way I'm learning right now.
He's going to read into those words.
Yeah, he's going to have to read into those words. Keep pligi. That machloikas that we saw before. Is heichad the ikah chamish mishlo menchesh menechorim. If you saw a mila chas of a torah k'suvish tadamya, and rabban tzavi b'gzuvish not k'suvish tadamya. So that's not machlokes. So what's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? He comes first.
That would give the kohen the right to go be geva.
That'll give the kohen the right to go be geva. Kind of. So let's see Rashi. Rashi bavarns this. Rashi says. Less on the top, Rashi on the top of Chavetz Chaim Beis. Kol heichad de lesle nichsei ela heislaim. So then the machlokes is kiksu b'shtar dam, and he says, ubepidyon atzmai hayimachuyev koidem sheshibud karka oisav. The pidyon atzmai is machuyev before he was meshabed the karka. In other words, he's saying that the karka is meshubed to his pidyon. V'yitroif es alakuchais, and therefore you could be tired from the lakuchais. Which can you be tired from the lakuchais? Only the fathers. Can you be tired from the lakuchais? The son's pidyon.
No, it wasn't kaidim.
Because it wasn't kaidim, so it's not really meshubet to that. So if you would take the fathers from the bnei chayrin,
the son wouldn't be part.
Then you can't be part of the son. Why not take from the mishubadim? You can't. Why not?
Not
meshubet to that, right? So therefore, you have to take the sons first, in order that now from the bnei chayrin, in order to take. Why don't you go to the mishubadim first? Why did you go to the mishubadim first? You can't go to the mishubadim first. It's mecharis. What do you mean? Take from him. Okay, I'll take from him. But I'll take from him. I'm a wise guy. I'll take from him for the son, and then I'll come back to the mishubadim and say, "Hey, mishubadim." Says Rashi, Hilkach. B'chomesh b'nei chori de'ika parik lebrei. Be smart. Be parik the son. That says Rashi, the ain ze oina. This is not called oina. Shahari mitzvahs benoy olav yoiser mi mitzvahsai. Says Rashi, which mitzvah should you do first? Your sons. That's why. What happens? He comes to the Lekuchos and he says, Lekuchos, I got no more money. Right? Because I have nowhere to goyver from. There's nothing left. He says, why wasn't he goyver first? The fathers. Says Rashi, because mitzvahs benoy alav yoiser mi mitzvahsai. So therefore, the Lekuchos don't have a taina. You should have gone first. You should have taken first the pigeon of Atzmai, because mitzvahs benoy is alav yoiser mi mitzvahsai. So Rashi is explaining, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, how can you go first to the son's pigeon on the Bnei Chayrin, and then go second to the father's pigeon on the Mishubadim? Because the son's pigeon comes first. Comes Tosfos and asks the question that I thought we said not like that. I thought we said, if you only have one to do, which one do you do? Mitzvah degufe adif. So you do yours. So which one comes first? Yours or your sons?
Yours.
And then Rashi says, which one comes first? Your sons. Hello? That's Tosfos' kasha. Let's see it inside, Rabbi Sam. And the Achrayim all say ve'erech the same teretz.
Why is this a question now? Why wasn't this just a question before?
Tosfos is going to have his own pshat in the Gemara where he's going to answer it differently.
You're saying, right. Even on the left, before we got to the key pligi, we also should have had this question. Rabbi Yehuda says the no goes.
And Achlan, we have to figure out what to do with. We have to figure out what to do with that statement of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosfos is going to have a different way to deal with it. You're right. Rashi needs to say this almost like, but listen. Azul koy matarf le mishubadi kiloimar bibnei chari. Parik le libre. With the Bnei Chari, you're going to be poide the son. Shim haya poide atzmai be Bnei Chari. Lohaya poide b'noi mi mishabdi demairi. Shinishtabdu koinem shenoy l'raben. It was mishubed before the son was born. So, when the so is the karakol mishubed to the son's pidyon?
No.
V'lachain maktim pidyon b'noi. V'ein kanon ola karakois. The mitzvahs b'noi olav yois. The mitzvahs kufay. Kach Pirish Hakuntris. Vikoshe the Adaraba Yeshoina Lekuchis. The Mitzvahs Gufayadif. Mitzvahs Gufayadif. The Amru, the Yoimru, they should say, the Yoimru Loi, Pideus Atzmachobitchila. Shemoimer Eftes Atzmi Mishavdi, Yoimer in the frame of Hosmishabad, Makmishesh Bene Chorim. Vafilu Pada Benoit Bukhar Bene Chorim, Yoimer the Koyan in Akhlucha Mokam, Litvos Meman, Oisum Kamish Bene Chorim. What's going on? And Tosfos then argues, Lakach Pir Shoban, a different Pshat. So what's going to be Pshat in Rashi? You have to somehow say the following thing. When it's a choice of one or the other, so who comes first? One or the other?
Father.
When it's a choice of
both,
which one do you do first? The sons.
We don't have a reason for that.
What's the reason? No, I didn't see anyone say the reason. So I'm going to use a sprach, and maybe through Ben Ziskos we'll have like a makar for it. Which one's quicker? Which one's stronger? I'll give you a mashal. Okay? Let's say you have a choice of doing a mitzvah dirabanan that's tadir, or a mitzvah dioraisa that's not tadir. Which one goes first? Which one goes first? Maybe the tadir. Maybe. Let's say I have a choice of doing only one or the other. Do I do the dioraisa or the dirabanan? Maybe I do the dioraisa. Maybe. I don't know. I'm researching this still. This exact case. So sometimes, if it's a question, which one comes first? Which one's going to come first? We have to figure out why. I don't know why. We have to figure out what the why is, but I'm just saying the what. Somehow, if it's a question of which one comes first, son's mitzvah comes first. Which one, if I have a choice of one or the other, which one's stronger? Mitzvah de gufe adif. But if I'm doing both of them, it's just a question, which one should I do first? I should do mitzvah de ben first.
Why? You say that one's more whole and one's more chashuv? Like him being
it's all the same type of which one's stronger, which one's... Yeah, it's just a question of... But yeah, but we have to explain it a little bit better. But I was thinking another Nakuda, which will change it. We'll try another thing, and Bezer Shembali, another, we're going to continue. There's a lot of work to be done here. Maybe... Klape the Meshubadim. The Meshubadim, what are they interested in? The mitzvah or the shibud? The choyv. Maybe klape the choyv. Which choyv is more mutal on him? Then I have to don the choyv of gufoy. The choyv of atzmoy. Atzmoy choyv. When you're donning the mitzvah, now we're not donning klape the Meshubadim. Then klape, which, if I have a choice of two mitzvahs to do, which mitzvah should I do? Maybe mitzvah de gufei adif. Klape the choif, there's two choifs. There's a choif of his father, and there's my choif. So which choif should I pay off first, my choif or my father's choif? Maybe I should pay off my choif first. Klape the choif. But klape the mitzvah, so I have a mitzvah de gufei. There's a mitzvah that's maybe, we have to see, that would perhaps give us a little bit more clarity in why one comes first or the other. It's going to make a very big difference. It's going to make a very big difference. Because we're going to have another issue over here. What happens if he has 10 slime? He has 10 slime. Then, we're not dealing with the Meshubadim at all.
No, so Rashi says, Yosir Mitzvah, so Rashi is talking about the
Mitzvah. Yeah, in Achalam. Maybe he's referring to that part of it. In Achalim, the Gemara says Lashon HaMitzvah.
If you have 10 slime, you could do both. Why does it make a difference who goes first?
Who goes first? Which one do you first? Why? Maybe it doesn't make a difference which one goes first.
Yeah, why does it make a difference?
Well, the Hilchos Kedima. It's like Tadav Hashanah, Tadav Koydem. There's either one go before the other. You could do both of them. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Over there, it really doesn't make a difference which one goes first. Maybe we don't care that much. Maybe it doesn't make that much of a difference to us. It won't have much of an afkamim. But is there a chiluk between which one goes first? Well, what happens if he has only 10 Meshubadim? What do you do then? Does it make a difference which one goes first or not? Or something like that.
You this only have 10 Meshubadim, you don't have the way to do with the sun.
How do you do the sun?
Yeah, how do you do the sun?
If the sun's also Meshubad. Lu Yehei, the sun was also Meshubad.
Like the father and the son,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, everybody, so we have to see. There's a lot here that we have to clarify as far as of how to deal with Rashi's pshat, and then we have Tosis as a different pshat in the sugya, and the Machlokes is right. And what's Tosis Rosh seems to be a little different than Tosis, and what the Machlokes is will continue. Bezer Hashem, hopefully. What? Right. So you could say that the pshat is. Reb Shimon says because there's kedusha in the mitzvah. So I find my own kedusha in my mitzvah. Yeah, because it's kedusha.